It's no secret the state of New Hampshire is in search of talented young professionals. And it's all in the hopes of boosting the state's economy and turning around a rapidly aging population. NHPR's Lauren Chulgin found a town in the North Country that's having some success. As part of our new series, The Balance, Lauren set out to learn why Littleton might serve as a case study in the possibilities.
When I first explored Littleton's quaint Main Street, I did not expect to find a guy like Joel Starella.
This is a pretty rare piece that I just picked up.
Littleton is known for being home to the world's longest candy counter and the author Pollyanna.
And it has Polo USA stitched in big red letters.
Vintage Ralph Lauren sweatshirts or highlighter-colored ski suits, not so much. And those are just two of the gems you can find at Starella's cash-only vintage. The store is an impeccably organized trove of 80s and 90s treasures. There's a neon Champion logo on the wall and a framed photo of Michael Jordan flying toward a slam dunk. If you haven't heard, the 90s are back.
If you have someone from New York that's just here for a wedding or whatever, exploring, they're totally caught off guard that this would be here. And everyone says, oh, you know, this would do so well if it was in X city, whatever city. But I think that it's doing so well because it's here.
Littleton falls between the Vermont border and the White Mountains, about an hour from Concord. Starella used to live in Boston. He worked at the luxury accessory boutique Hermes and later made hand-stitched leather bags that sold for five and six figures. But just over a year ago, he thought maybe it's time to move back home.
It's just, you know, it's kind of like this calming feeling. You drive through the notch and it does feel like, you know, like a belonging.
Joel Starella is like the most sought-after quantity in New Hampshire right now. In many towns, especially in mostly rural areas, the aging population is growing rapidly, and the number of school-aged kids is declining. Littleton is one of those places. But lately, it seems to have figured out a way to attract new people that could help turn the tide. There isn't any data on just how many young business owners are in Littleton or surrounding towns, but anecdotally, the list is long. It includes a bakery, a brewery, a tattoo shop, multiple new bed and breakfasts, and much more. So what is going on up there?
Hi, are you Jessica?
I am.
I'm Lauren. Nice to meet you.
I visited Jessica Bunker at the Littleton Area Chamber of Commerce, and together we came up with four big factors that have contributed to the area's recent growth.
The question always is, what's the secret sauce up here? You know, there's a buzz, there's this vibrancy that's coming in. And the big secret, I think, it's out. It's the people up here.
I know. Cheesy, right? Compounded by the fact that just across the street from us is an eternally smiling Pollyanna statue, it's almost over the top. But this strong community bond theory checks out. Just ask Joel Starella.
I was amazed. All the neighboring stores, I would say everyone, every shop owner came and introduced themselves. People come in that they say, oh, is this an X store? And they told them to come in and check you out. And that, you know, that means a lot.
Now, this town is by no means perfect. Opioid addiction is a big problem. And while some parents spend hundreds of dollars on their kids' ski team gear, others can't afford Girl Scout uniforms. But there are a lot of people putting in extra hours in hopes that Littleton and the towns around it will succeed. It's one of the reasons Rusty Talbot decided to uproot his family from Washington, D.C. and open a climbing gym here. He loved the tight-knit feel. Another big reason he chose the Littleton area, and point two for our story, there's a lot of stuff to do around here, like hiking, ice climbing, mountain biking, and if you're really adventurous.
I know people who can go down to the seacoast and be surfing in the morning, and then be skiing in the afternoon, and then be fat biking by headlamp in the middle of the night, you know? And that ability that we've got, this huge range of activities in such a compact area, is really unique.
There's also a growing art scene around here, and Littleton isn't totally isolated. It's right off 93, making it easier to access cities like Boston, Burlington, or Montreal. So if transplants need an urban fix, they can get it. Okay, so far we've identified two factors regarding Littleton's recent growth: a tight-knit, engaged community, and access to fun stuff. The third factor is maybe an obvious one. It's relatively cheap to live and work here. Local realtors tell me commercial rent here is nearly half what it would cost for a similar space in Portsmouth or Hanover. Littleton also offers lower energy costs because it has its own water and electricity company. And lower costs mean it's easier for business owners like Joel Starella to not only start up, but to take risks.
That's kind of where I'm always at, is what's the next thing. So my goal is to expand, to get more space, and kind of offer more of a lifestyle aspect than just clothing.
And this brings us to the final factor on our list of why Littleton is growing, a diversified economy. Littleton used to rely heavily on manufacturing, but by the 1970s, much of that history had faded away, and with it, hundreds of jobs. So the town decided to invest in a new industrial park a couple minutes' drive from Main Street. Greg Eastman is president of the Littleton Industrial Development Corporation, and he says it saved them.
We think the industrial park, as it's grown through the mid-70s to today, has been the economic backbone of our local economy.
Eastman says the industrial park was huge for Littleton in two ways. It opened up a variety of different jobs, and he says it led to growth all over the Littleton area. It revived Main Street, increased tourism, and that created more jobs downtown, which meant demand for big box stores like Walmart and Home Depot, and so on and so on. So if there were a blueprint for other New Hampshire towns that want to follow in the Littleton area footsteps, it would at least include a strong community, access to activities, it would be affordable, and have a diversified economy. But there's something else I learned while reporting this story. Sometimes 20 or 30-somethings move home because of entirely different factors. Nick Storella has lived in New York and Los Angeles, but recently he decided he was done with the city lifestyle. If that Storella name is familiar, that's because Nick is Joel Storella's cousin, remember with the 80s and 90s store. Nick grew up in Bethlehem.
I moved back because I was looking for somewhere to move, really. That wasn't a hectic city. And it didn't, this just kind of came on almost like on a whim, because it was zero stress. If I didn't want to stay, I could just leave.
Storella took over the family antique shop and updated it with apothecary products like pine-scented candles and beard oil. It's an Instagrammer's dream.
You can make more money probably doing this somewhere else, I think, but maybe wouldn't have as much free time. So to me, that's not the most important thing, money right now. Time is more important.
More time means more visits from his wife and daughter, who you can hear in the background. When his cousin Joel decided to move back to New Hampshire, it was in part because he watched his cousin Nick take the leap back home and figured he could succeed too. So family bonds, more free time, or a desire to just get up and move for a different speed of life, sometimes the factors that get a 20 or 30-something to move to New Hampshire, they're things that no chamber of commerce or city official can control. For NHPR News, I'm Lauren Chulgin.